Thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Matt.
Hey, Colby, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I cannot complain. It's Friday. Jesus, week's been crazy. Have you guys been staying busy out there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we're doing a couple things like stump grinding, debris removal, and like junk removal, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What job, like, are you really trying to focus in on? Because those are kind of related, but kind of really not. Like, is there specifically something you're trying to do, or are you trying to do it all?
Do it all, and I'd like to do more stump grinding.
Okay. Gotcha. Definitely that's something people are looking for, but junk removal obviously is going to have a lot more activity on Google than anything. Right. Debris removing too, obviously. All three of those definitely can get you calls on them, right? Junk removal is obviously, you know, there's more people searching on Google than anything else. So I know you know how Google works, Kobe, but, you know, everybody goes to Google when they're looking for a business, right? That's the first place they go to, right? So 90% of the new business that comes out there is coming from Google, right? Google didn't become the biggest company in the world by accident. So people Google it. So anybody in your area, when they're looking for something, they'll go onto Google and they'll type in junk removal. And then whoever shows up on that first page, Kobe, that's who's getting the phone calls. And that all makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. So what we do is we will help you show up on that first page on the keywords that relate to your business. So stump grinding, debris cleanup, right? Junk removal, all those services, you're going to show up. Okay. My basic package has a really good radius on that. It's about 25-mile radius from the Glenburn like location that you're in, right? And it will have that good radius there. In addition to that, let's say somebody types in that area one of those keywords, right, but they don't call you from Google. What we will do, Kobe, is we will run another ad, right, to try and get back in front of them to motivate them to want to call you in addition to Google, okay? So what do I mean by that? Well, let's say Nancy that lives near you. Right, goes on to Google, and she was trying to find a junk removal company. She sees you on Google but doesn't call you. Well, since she didn't call you, we now know this information, right, because we see what people are typing in and all this stuff, right? So what will happen is Nancy, anytime she decides now to log on to Facebook, the secondary platform, right, she is going to see an ad from your business motivating her to call from Facebook in addition to Google. So we get back in front of her, right?
Yeah.
So that's our, like, I don't know if you ever had that experience where you type something on a Google and then you went and watched, let's say, like a YouTube video, and then you started getting ads from something you typed in earlier. Have you had that experience before?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has. They just don't. Sometimes they're like, whoa, that's crazy. I typed in, and like, why is good? Like, why am I seeing ads? Like, you know, those shoes I looked up earlier, right? It's just the kind of same thing, right? But we're using Facebook on that platform to get back in front of these people with your business. So it kind of gives a secondary chance for them to call you, right? And that does have, Kobe, a good return on investment in addition to Google. So we don't spend a lot of money on that, but we spend enough, okay? So those are the two ways that we start with all of our business, right, to help you grow. The third way is we do have a pay-per-lead program as well. It does take time to get set up. Not going to go into too many heavy details on it. A lot of my clients eventually work towards getting those pay-per-leads. There are costs, like we have to pay for a background check. It's a 2-month vetting process because, again, not everybody can just participate in it, even if you have you know, all the money in the world, right? Once you get vetted, though, those quality leads will help you scale your business to the next level. Well, what do I mean by that?
Yes, I am doing a pay-per-lead program right now, so I might turn you down on that.
Yeah. Yeah, Totally. And that's cool. And that's what I'm saying. That's something we can do down the road. What's good about those paper leads, though, is they don't get shared with anybody, right? It's an exclusive lead to you, and you have the ability to reject the lead once you're talking to that person. So if that lead is like, they're not serious, you can turn down the lead and you don't have to pay for it. Okay. So the
Google Pay Per Lead program, Kobe.
What?
I said I like the sound of that because the program I'm using now, I have to pay for it whether I get the job and do it or not.
Yep. And sometimes a lot of those pay-per-lead programs, they share those leads with other companies too.
Yeah.
A lot of those companies, like Angie's or Yelp, right? All those, they share those leads with your competition, right? With Google, they don't do that, right? That's why those leads are good. Right. I have some guys that spend $40,000 a month just on those paper leads with me. So they do work, right? But it is a bigger, longer vetting process because what happens on those, for whatever city you want to show up on those paper leads, you show up at the very tippy top of Google, like the number one search result top, right? So obviously it takes time for Google to decide whether they're going to let you participate or not because they don't want to just put anybody on those leads, okay? But again, those are something we can work down the road, right? I always like to crawl before we walk and then walk before we run with my clients, okay? So my basic package, which everybody starts with, right, first step is we have to get a website done for you, okay? Obviously, you know, having a website you need, right? So normally there's costs for that, but Tara was telling me you're like a newer business, like you've been in business less than a year. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So we'd be willing to take care of the website for you where you wouldn't have to pay anything, okay? I'm going to go ahead and text you what I mean by what I'm talking about because I want you to kind of see, you know? It's easy for me to just say, but I like to show, not tell, too, sometimes. But, yeah, we'll get you a website where you'll have a nice website because a website is important, right? It's like a digital business card for your business, right? So, obviously, we want to make sure that you have a good website so that, you know, when people see you on Google, right, and look at your website, they're like, okay, this guy looks very professional, right? This guy has a good-looking website, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you, like, kind of like an example of, like, a website that we could do for your business, okay? So you can kind of see exactly what I'm talking about, okay? Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah, that does make sense.
I'm just going to give you, like, an example. I'm going to show you, like a moving company, like, website here just so you can see. Just so, like, and again, obviously we're going to tailor it towards your business, towards, you know, more junk removal and all that and stump grinding and that. We're going to show all your services, but you can kind of get the gist of what I'm talking about by the site.
Okay.
Go ahead and click on that one. You get a second.
I'm looking
what I'm talking about. So we would put your name on there, like your business name at the top. We would put your logo on it, right? So we would really tailor it to your business.
Okay.
So that all makes sense, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we would make you a nice website, okay? And we wouldn't charge you, like I said. I mean, and any changes you ever want to it or anything that you don't like about the website, we would make the changes to the website. Pretty neat.
Okay.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. So let's talk about half the battle is getting on Google. The other half of the battle, Kobe, is standing out. Okay? Look, everybody has a business name. Everybody has a logo these days. But how do we get people to call you over your competition, right? So let's talk about that. I'm going to send you one more text, okay? Why don't you go ahead and click on this real quick for me.
Okay, I clicked on it. I see Lewis Pest.
Let me know. you see Lewis Pest, okay? What things do you see that stand out to Lewis Pest?
Like the Lewis, like the big logo, red.
Okay. You see the photo of those guys standing next to their van?
Yes.
Okay. That's one thing I'm going to talk to you about. And then how many 5-star reviews do they have?
102.
Okay. So two elements here that I want to talk to you about, okay? First off is getting a photo of you, right, nicely dressed, right, really will help put that personalized touch on you. Now, it doesn't need to be crazy and have that backdrop like Lewis Pest has, right? But you need to get a photo of yourself, like have somebody take a photo of you, right? And maybe it's a stump grind, like you're like right next to a stump grind, right? Or maybe it's you doing junk removal, right? Have something like in the photo with you other than you just standing there, right? Okay. Maybe you have like a clipboard in your hand, or maybe you have like a chainsaw in your hand and you're stump grinding or something, you know, whatever it is, but let's get a good photo of you, right, Kobe, that we can use to help promote you. Now, why do you think that matters?
It's more personalized than just like an AI generated.
Totally. You know that photo of Lewis right there has made those guys so much money. Like, I can't even tell you. Like, those guys in the last year with me, to shoot you straight, those guys have went from one van to 13 vans in literally a year with me.
Really?
And it's because of a couple things. Number one, when people see him on Google, right, they want to call them because of that personalized photo. It makes them stand out amongst the crowd, right? The second thing is they have 102 now 5-star reviews. So obviously that's helping them, right? They're very credible. They're very reputable, right? Because why? They got 102 now 5-star reviews. They started with no 5-star reviews with me. And now they're over 102. Now, I'm not saying, Kobe, you're going to get 102 5-star reviews overnight, and it ain't going to happen overnight, right? But if consistently using my tool, because I have a tool where you're going to be able to put all your past customers in there, Kobe, and it will send them an automated text message saying, thank you for using, you know, True North Property Maintenance. We appreciate your business. Please go ahead and click on the link to leave us a 5-star review. So my system will help you get those 5-star reviews.
Okay.
Okay. So that's all part of what we do here. It's a one-stop shop. Okay. Now, I do need to talk to you. Do you have an LLC or a DBA, or did you set up an official business name yet?
I do, yes. I have an LLC.
Okay. And that's the True North Property Maintenance?
It is, yes.
Okay. Have you ever thought about, like, putting a keyword into your name?
Like?
True North Property Stump and, like, True North Stump and
you know,
like something like that. Like True North Stump and Junk Removal.
Okay.
Why do you think that is kind of important?
Because it just comes right out and tells you what I do.
Let people know what you do. If I put your name as True North Property Maintenance, it sounds like you're a home cleaning company or your janitor service. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So why do I have these conversations sometimes, these hard conversations with business owners? Because I care, right? I want you to be successful.
Yeah.
If I didn't care, I'd let you put your name out there like that. But I care so much about people's success, Kobe, that name that you have, I get why you named it this way. But my recommendation would be let's change the name. And it's very simple to do. All you got to do is file a simple form for your LLC. It takes like 30 seconds to download online and do it, right? It might cost you $15 to do it on the state's website. But if you went to like change the name to like True North and with some keywords in it, I'm telling you that will be more beneficial to you than you have any idea. And the reasoning why is why?
I guess instead of looking at like what the services are, you look at the title and you can already tell.
Yeah. So when somebody types in like stump grinding, right? And they're looking on the first page of Google. They see that wonderful photo that you took of yourself, right? They see you got some five-star reviews. They see that. But they see True North Property Maintenance. They're going to be like, I don't really think they're a stump grinding company. Right? So my recommendation is we come up with a better name. You make an adjustment on the name. And we do it right from the beginning. Right, versus rolling with this True North Property Maintenance. And I know that's a lot, but at the same time, I'd rather you do it right because I care and I want your success more than just making money off of you, right? And that to me matters, right? So what do you think of something like True North Stump and Junk Removal?
Let me talk to him.
My dad wants to talk to you. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. So what are you trying to sell myself exactly? My name, it don't matter. So you create like a website or like start a Google search page? Is that what you're doing?
So what we do is we help businesses show up on Google, right? So
okay.
Yes, part of
what
the process is
to do that?
What I was.
What do you charge to do that? What do you charge to do that?
$299 a month.
$299 a month.
Correct.
No, we're good. Thank you. Bye.
All right.